where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Parts of southwestern Ontario could get between 10 and 20 centimeters of snow by tomorrow morning. Environment Canada has upgraded a snow squall watch to a warning for North and East Lambton and London Middlesex, saying a blast of winter weather is on its way. Meteorologist Brian Oziak says the snow squall activity may cause some issues for anyone traveling east of Sarnia this afternoon.
You do get those very heavy snowfall rates. It could be 2 to 3 or 4 centimeters per hour. It may not last in one area for a particularly long period of time, but you get those heavy snowfall rates and, of course, the strong winds today from the northwest gusting up to 50 or 60 kilometers an hour. So that does cause the blowing and drifting snow with these cold temperatures today that can make the road quite slippery and icy at times.
Another ridge of high pressure tomorrow morning will bring the flurries to an end. According to the Ministry of Transportation, Highway 402 from Sarnia to Watford is bare and wet with snow-covered sections from Watford to London right now. Highway 21 from the 402 to Zurich-Hensel Road is snow-packed, and further on to Godrich, it's snow-covered. Highway 40 from Sarnia to Wallaceburg is bare and dry. A 678-foot-long steamship had to be freed from Lake Huron near the mouth of the St. Clair River early this morning. Stephanie Shavs has details.
The Wilfred Sykes was downbound near the Bluewater Bridge when it's believed the vessel suffered a mechanical failure and lost control of its steering around 11:30 last night. It's believed the pilot dropped anchor to prevent a collision with the U.S. seawall near the Coast Guard station. The U.S. Coast Guard Sector Detroit told Sarnia News Today that the ship did not run aground. The ship was freed shortly before 3 a.m. with the help of the tug Manitou. I'm Stephanie Shavs.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford is calling for stronger border measures in light of a new COVID-19 variant amid fears it may be more transmissible. Ford says he wants the federal government to ban flights and passengers from countries of concern until it's determined that vaccines protect against the variant. Lambton Public Health is reporting that its COVID-19 death toll has climbed to 76. An individual in their 80s died at Strathroy Middlesex General Hospital. 12 more infections were reported in Sarnia Lambton today, and 5 recoveries bring the active case count to 45. And there are a couple of Santa Claus parades taking place this Saturday in Sarnia Lambton. The Sarnia Kinsmen are having a drive-through style again at the Lambton College parking lot. Spokesman Bob Mark says they'll have a dozen floats on display from 4:30 until 8:30, and donations are being accepted for the local food banks.
Santa is already to go. We're collecting groceries, and if you forget your groceries, we'll have buckets there to take cash.
If you would rather line up on the street for a traditional parade, there's one in Corunna starting at 6:30 tomorrow and another in Forest at 7. Those details are on our website, sarnianewstoday.ca. In sports, Flint visits Sarnia to take on the Sting tonight. The game can be heard live on CHOK at 6:30. The Leafs play San Jose. The Raptors take on Indiana. The Pistons play the LA Clippers. A snow squall warning is posted for North and East Lambton. Cloudy with a chance of flurries this afternoon. Snow squalls in North and East Lambton. Up to 10 centimeters possible in some areas today. Brisk northwest wind diminishing late this afternoon with the temperature steady near zero. Mainly cloudy tonight. Some flurries in North and East Lambton again. Wind northwest gusting to 40 with a low of -7. An overnight wind chill of -12.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.